Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Adelaide is a high school student in Bogota, Colombia. An only child, she has a warm relationship with her parents, but her growing sexual awareness makes them uncomfortable. They don't like to see their daughter growing up. And the delicate threads that tie parent to child are torn asunder by a sudden, unexpected event. Communication grinds to a halt. Will they still exist as a functional family this time tomorrow? This time tomorrow, or mañana a esta hora, is the name of a new art house film, a family feature drama that explores the alienation of adolescent life. An intimate, personal, and realistic look at times in Bogota, it focuses on the ordinary and mundane to reveal deeper, unspoken emotions. It played at the prestigious Locarno Festival last year and is finally opening today in Toronto. It's written, directed, and co-produced by experimental filmmaker Lena Rodriguez, and I'm very pleased to have Lena here in studio to tell us more about This Time Tomorrow. Hi, Lena.
Hi, Daniel. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so much for coming in. So, why do you make movies?
I make movies because it's my way to make sense of the world. It's my way to ask questions, and it's my ways to face life. So to me, it's a platform for personal expression, but I see it as a platform where I can invite other people to bring their anxieties, their fears, their questions, and we can meet and hopefully have it. If it's not an in-person discussion, at least just generate new ideas.
So you're a Canadian of Colombian origin. Why did you choose to make it in Colombia?
So I was actually born in Colombia and immigrated here 17 years ago, and now I'm a Canadian citizen, so I'm a dual citizen. I think as an immigrant, I'm not the first person to say this, when you leave your country of origin to a new country, you never quite arrive to the new country, but you're never able to return to your country of origin. So I'm sort of in between. And I think forever, I'm just going to have a piece of both of these geographies and cultures. Part of wanting to shoot in Colombia, it's I think in part, and this wasn't a conscious thing, it's part of my desire to return and connect and ask questions about how, in particular, family dynamics are being negotiated, especially because I feel there's a new generation of people parenting teenagers. So I was really interested in seeing that. But I think at a personal level, it's a way for me to reconnect with my country of origin.
And your family, actually.
Absolutely.
So when you look at this film, it's spoken in Spanish, in Colombian Spanish, and the sets are all there, the locations, the entire cast. But is it would you call it a Colombian film, a Canadian film, or something else entirely?
You know, it's really interesting because my formal education in cinema was in Canada in English. I have a background in experimental films, so I was first an experimental film. Then when I made my first film, Señoritas, it was I didn't have a connection to the film industry in Colombia, so I became a Colombian filmmaker. Then I guess I'm a woman filmmaker. I have yet to become a Canadian filmmaker because this very thing that you're talking about is a film by a Canadian shot elsewhere in a different language. But for sure, 17 years of being in Canada give me a perspective to look at Colombia in a different way. So I would say it's also a Canadian film. It's interesting how that works. We had a sales agent who said to us that one of the reasons why they didn't feel the film worked is because they didn't feel that there was enough of a sense of what Colombia was. And to me, that speaks to it's a very colonial gaze of the industry, but I think perhaps audiences too expecting a certain kind of cinema from Latin America. And when it doesn't fit that expectation, then sometimes there's no place for it in a certain market because they're trying to sell perhaps a more exotic idea of Latin America.
And are you talking about the Canadian market or the Colombian market?
You know, I think, I'm thinking about the Canadian and international market.
Right.
In this case, it was like a sales agent from France. You know, France does have a history of colonization, so it does not surprise me. But it is about first world countries looking at emerging countries and their cinemas. And a lot of the industry is related through funding. Like a lot of these countries are giving money for co-production. So it's interesting to see someone saying, like, this film doesn't look Colombian enough. It could happen anywhere. And for him, that was a problem interestingly enough, when we show the film in Bogota, many different people from different ages, like parents, grandparents, teenagers, came to me and said, this is one of the most Colombian films we've seen.
That's what I wanted to know, because it's so interesting. So the characters and the emotion and the speaking is totally Colombian, but the form the movie takes is probably not as familiar. Or is it?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess it comes from my personal sort of like position, which is sort of being in between Colombia and Canada. I do have a strong interest in cinema for its visual qualities. I mean, narrative, it's interesting. I think you always put narrative on top of anything. And, you know, like when you watch Stan Brakhage films, like you would always put a narrative on things. But I'm interested in the atmospheric qualities of what you can do with cinema and like sound and just creating narrative using all of those elements. So yes, I think in a way it's not a traditional kind of way of telling a story. And I'm not sure if it's a Colombian way. I mean, Colombia has a very, very strong tradition of documentary, but also soap operas and TV. So yes, it certainly falls outside of that. But there's a lot of Colombian films that have come out in the past few years that also explore different ways of telling a story.
Oh, okay. So audiences wouldn't be totally unfamiliar with it, especially cinephiles in Colombia.
I would say cinephiles, no, but I would say broader audiences, yes. But I think that's, I mean, Toronto is different because we do have a rich film culture here, but still, like, it's still harder to reach a wider audience with films that don't look like traditional films. That being said, though, I've been a publicist for 9 years. I'm just actually leaving to dedicate myself to filmmaking full time. But as someone who has been trying to create bridges between quote-unquote challenging works and audiences, I trust that audiences, you know, if you create a bridge, you could create an interest in someone who may not have film knowledge, but they could still find something to relate to in our house cinema.
Okay, so the film deals with two groups of people. There's the daughter and her friends, and the parents and their friends. And when they're separate in these two groups, a lot of the conversation turns right to sex. But when the parents are with the daughter, no sex. You don't want to talk about sex. And that seems to be where the big tension between parents and daughter comes in. So can you talk about that dynamic?
For sure. I mean, I think it's one of the things that I was interested in was trying to bring forward perhaps more complex representations of what it is to be a parent and how, you know, like when you're a parent, you're not just someone's father and mother. You're also a person, a man or a woman who has a sexuality, who has a job, who has to get ready to go to work, who has problems and anxieties of their own that are not related to your children. And I think with children, it's the same. I was interested in performance, in how people behave a certain way according to where they are and the expectations of their surroundings. So for sure, I think the fact that parents and children still don't talk about sex, it's something that tells you a lot about how our family dynamics are. And I think it was interesting for me to, for example, present a more complex representation of being a young woman who she's very attractive and she's very sensual, but she's not just an object of desire. She is a complex individual who be super flirtatious and sensual with her contemporaries, but then she'll turn into a little girl when she's trying to manipulate her parents into what she wants them to do for her.
So when I watch a film, your previous one was Señoritas, every film seems to have a focus on a character or an identification with the character. What I found interesting was in the first one, the daughter had sort of pale skin, reddish hair. This time, a similar looking character is the mother, whose name is Lena. So did you transform your gaze from the daughter to more to the mother in this one?
I
don't want to get deeply psychological, but...
But it's interesting. The way that I work with actors, though, I don't want to give somebody a name. Like, I don't think it's my job to baptize a character, so I always ask them to choose their own names. So the actress Maruya chose Lena, and this was something that she chose. And frankly, like the way that they looked was not something conscious, but when I was doing casting, I was just trying to find people who were interesting and people who were open to working in a different way because I have a more non-traditional way of working. So it wasn't conscious at all, but it's interesting. I mean,
but sort of viewing the two films side by side, it looks sort of like a daughter turning into a mother, just visually.
For sure. I mean, in the same way that my mom is in the film and she plays the mother in Señoritas and now she's converted into an aunt.
She's the Tia in the second film. Yeah.
I wanted to make her a grandmother, but she didn't allow me, so I had to. Yeah.
And so I want to get into that. So you, your own family is involved in the film, and the, can you talk about the house itself, the setting? It's so in the indoor scenes, they're very tight, almost like you can't even quite fit three or four heads in it. It's so compact and tense. The only time that's avoided is when you go outside, when you have the beautiful green expanse and the blue sky. So can you talk about the look of the film in the indoor settings, the bathroom, the kitchen, the bedroom?
So I think, as I was saying, part of the unconscious reason why I made the film is because I was kind of longing for this past of my own life of being part of a family and sharing it every day and all of these spaces where you're just always on top of each other. Perhaps it's a cultural thing, I don't know. I mean, I have friends who are Colombian who don't have the same experience, so I don't know, but my family, it's certainly like you're always on top of each other. Even now as an adult, like we would lie down in the same bed, like it's always very crowded. So I think for me, unconsciously, I think I was going back to that kind of way of being family, but I think that creates attention because people are individuals. So although you're playing the role of the daughter or playing the role of the father, you're still, you know, a person who's trying to figure out how to be. So I really wanted to explore that sort of claustrophobia, but also warmth and togetherness through a tight frame where you just kind of see these people barely fitting because they're always trying to find a way to be together, but also be on their own.
Yeah, no, I thought the photography was beautiful. The cinematography is amazing. Yeah, and conveyed that very well. Another thing, aside from sexuality, another, well, stereotypically of Latin America is religion. And there's a discussion between the daughter and the tía about God and religion, which is not a spoiler, but it's followed by a sort of a religious or supernatural sequence. Can you talk about the role of religion in this movie?
I think part of the theme of the film, I guess, in a way to me, in a broader stroke, is to look at, I guess, or try to grapple with the mystery of life. Life is so short and mysterious, and I think I'm trying to do that through the quotidian of a family and how they share the space, and then a tragedy changes their lives. So I think the big question about what's the purpose of us being here, or like, is there something beyond us, is to me a spiritual question that in Colombia it's answered through, it's a very Catholic country, so it is always answered through Catholicism. But I wanted to put that question into this, for these two women from different generations to kind of think about, to kind of share how they are trying to answer that question. So that was part of my intention, to try to illustrate that.
And that's your own mother playing the role. Was this scripted or improvisational, that scene?
So the script I wrote, I have a script that is very close to the film, but what I do with actors is that I invest a lot of time making them create what I call a prehistory. So they spend a lot of time hanging out, doing activities. So they have this almost like they become accomplices and they have all of this information that I don't know. And then what I do is that I use that to populate the framework of the scene that I wrote. So that scene was written.
Because I'm thinking like there's a scene with a baby. You can't, the baby didn't memorize those lines, I'm sure. Yeah.
No, but in the scene of my mother and I like the talking about God, or like what's, why do you believe in God and faith? I intentionally asked Ilaida, like, you should ask her, why does she believe? And it was a surprise because my mom says, I've never thought about it. And my mom and I have had conversations about God. So yes, I used a lot of my own knowledge of my mom to put her in a situation where I wanted to see how she reacted. And it was very moving to me, actually, to see how she answered.
Yeah, it was. And finally, just briefly, as a feminist filmmaker, can you talk about sexuality and machismo in Colombian society and how it manifests itself in the film? Sorry, it's a big question.
I mean, I think part of what I'm doing, honestly, it's more naturally, but is I'm trying to create more complex female characters that are not just the object of desire of someone who is always just trying to sleep with them or just commenting about like her beauty. So I think having a mother and daughter's relationships are interesting to me because besides the role of being a mother and a daughter, you're also a human and a person. So for me, just trying to break that machismo and try to bring the possibility of like more complex and interesting characters that are similar to like the women in our lives, to the mothers, daughters, grandmothers.
Well, thanks so much for talking with me. Lena Rodriguez's new feature, This Time Tomorrow, opens today in Toronto. This is Daniel Garber the Movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.